how's your back? I've got to ask because that folder or the binder you texted me the picture of from the Development Appeal Board meeting in Banff yesterday looked like it was like 50 pounds.
Yeah, the biggest agenda package I've ever seen. And the size of the package was quite large. I started bench pressing it later.
Oh, nice.
Because I was trying to get a little bit of a workout after.
There you go. Now you've got your own free workout aid there.
Yeah.
It was such a big agenda that it sounds like this hearing is stretching into day number two here today.
It is. I was hoping it would only be one day. But, you know, everyone needs to take the appropriate amount of time to make the proper submissions that represents their point of view.
For sure. Just to back it up for a second, this is Fuji Starlight Express and their desire to do a little remodeling of the Homestead Inn on Link Street there. And, you know, not everyone is in favor of this idea. And there were some presentations yesterday, I understand.
Absolutely. So the order of the day went administration or planning department. Spoke to why they recommended approval, and then it went to the appellants, and the first appellant, Arctos and Bird, pretty much took the entire day.
Really?
Yeah.
For one appellant?
Yeah. But it was a quite thorough presentation, right down to the detail of 7 points that they really wanted the appeal board to take note of. And then the second appellant took about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Because the first one really actually said everything.
Yeah. They just went up what he said.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. And then one of the general manager of Banff Park Lodge, Frank Denauden, spoke briefly. And then this morning, actually 8:30, they moved up the start time.
Bright and early.
It's going to be Fuji Starlight Express addressing the issues brought up by the appeal. And then the board will, I'm guessing, and this is a prediction, will actually adjourn. They have 15 days to issue a written decision. I think the complexity of this case and the need to deliberate is going to take many hours. And so the option is you adjourn or everyone sits around for 4 hours, 5 hours, waiting for them to say they haven't reached a decision yet and need more time.
So, you know, boiling down a 6-hour presentation to 30 seconds, what was the gist of the opposition or the appeal yesterday?
Well, one of the big issues for this piece of land is the parks management plan, and it's referenced from 2010, the Banff management plan, and it's referenced to sight lines and new commercial development on third stories in the downtown commercial districts. And really how you interpret that. The appellants interpret that saying that what is being proposed, which is a three-story, over 60-unit hotel replacing the Homestead, is new commercial development on a third story.
Mm.
And that it also blocks sight lines. It is also the pedestrian connection through the lobby is not adequate.
Okay.
There's also one of the big complications is that this is a whole lot. And that includes Melissa's. It's one parcel of land. Mm. But there's an agreement, legal agreement between the two different business owners to share the property. And the appellants are arguing that the fact that that lot is split means that there is a subdivision and that that should be done properly because it has not been subdivided.
Okay.
And then that would bring into effect some side yard setbacks, which are not currently there between those two uses right
Fair
now.
Enough. So, I mean, you know, without hearing the Fuji Starlight Express side of things, it's hard to say, you know, one way or the other. But was it a compelling argument at least yesterday?
It comes down to your interpretation of the Banff management plan. Whatever happens, we're going to the Court of Appeal.
Fair enough.
We're going to the next level of the court process because regardless of if the appeal is upheld or denied, someone's going to take this further.